What's up, everybody? Before we get into this week's episode of the Monday Mass, the world's pretty much almost greatest action sports podcast with Chris Cote, me, I wanted to say thank you to all of my sponsors, Quincy Woodwrights and Gnarlywood. Of course, Gnarlywood is your business amplifier. Quincy Woodwrights, made in the USA skate decks. They have Quincy Woodwrights skateboards, and they make a ton of shop boards for some of the best shops on the planet. So when you go into a skate shop and you look at their wood, you say, is that board made in the USA by Quincy Woodwrights? And they say, yes, you buy it. Follow at Quincy Woodwrights on Instagram. Follow Gnarlywood on Instagram as well, at Gnarlywood. So before we get into it, like I said, this is a preview. Next month, November, the Monday Mass is going to be brought to you by Active Skin Repair. So this is a product that is especially pertinent to, I'm sure, a lot of you listeners out there who get reef cuts, who get road rash from skating, you know, slamming, you know, ice burns from snowboarding, any kind of skin abrasions that you get. Are you an active, modern athlete? Then you no doubt get hurt. I do all the time. My kids do. I mean, scrape knees, the whole deal. So this is a non-toxic replacement for things like Neosporin, aloe vera, you know. This product is something that not only helps ease the pain, but of course, you know, infections and what like, it's a blocker. Active Skin Repair. More on Active Skin Repair. Throughout November, they will be sponsoring the Monday Mass all of November. And also, my friends at Loose Towels. Loose Towels will be coming on board throughout November to bring you surf news on the Monday Mass. And we're going to have discount codes and all kinds of fun stuff. Giveaways from both Active Skin Repair as well as Loose Towels all throughout the month of November. So that's a preview for what's coming up here on the Monday Mass. So now I guess nothing left to do but get into our show. Let's go. Are you still listening? Okay, keep listening.
Aloha, brothers. Aloha, sisters. Shaka cheke, all you cats, felines, dogs, and all that, how you want to call yourselves, brothers. So you come off the lip like this, and you go bang, right? You hit it, you do a drifter, and go back, or you could do the Christian Fletcher off the top, brother. Kind waves, brother. You gonna ride the nose on this Danny Kwok, Shane Horan style, right, huh? We got Mark Acalupo come and sit paying off the lid, brother, right? So you're going to come back like this. You're going to have to check. You got to put resin on the backs, brother, right? The board, the fin is coming off and shit. This is terrible surfboard. It's lightning bolt.
That was Mark Gonzalez with the Surf Report. The Gons giving us the surf stoke before we get into it. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cote. Of course, I'm talking about the Monday Mass. And last Monday, you probably woke up and You were just eagerly waiting by your phone or your computer. Where's the mass? I really need that action sports news fix. You didn't get it. You were jonesing for it. You wanted it and you didn't get it. That's because I was in a recreational vehicle, a motor home, if you will, with my family in Arizona. Great trip. I'm not going to bore you with the details, although it was glorious and the details are fantastic. We'll save that for another day. We'll save that for the world's greatest family RV trip podcast coming soon to a computer or phone near you. How do you listen to this podcast? Do you listen to this on your phone in your car while you jog at work on your computer? Let us know. Let me know. Send me a message somehow. I'll give you my email. It's chris@cotemediagroup.com. I just gave you my email. I'm picking up on you guys. Hit me up. Tell me how, where, when you listen. So here we go. Let's get into it. It's been a great weekend. Like I said, I had the week off of the mass. I've got many jobs. Many, many jobs. Half of these jobs don't pay, but I do them because I love them. Like this one. Anyway, so this is the Monday Mass for October 30th, Halloween Eve, the night before Halloween, one of my favorite days of the year. I only have 5 costumes lined up for tomorrow, hosting a big party at the Belly Up as usual. It's called 80s Heat Presents Halloween Heat. It's going to be on fire. It's going to be lit. It's going to be mental. However you want to describe it, that's how it's going to be. Be there. You're not going to have much time. Get there. So over the past 4 days, I've been to 3 different fundraisers, each and every one of them special, meaningful, and an honor for me to be a part of. I'm going to start with the day I got back from my family vacation, went straight to a fundraiser. My friend Dylan Graves from Puerto Rico gave me a call and said, we're having a fundraiser for Waves for Water at UNIV in Encinitas. That's my office. I'm right there. So I came, I played some music, helped with the auction. Then I DJ'd some. It was just a great night. They showed 3 different surf films. They showed Greetings. They showed The Fever Part, Pat Gadauskas. And it was just a Waves for Water film. Jimmy Wilson gave a really incredible talk about his experience down there working with Waves for Water. And I actually got a message from Dylan Graves the day after the event, giving us a little wrap-up. What happened at the event? How'd it go? Here's Dylan Graves.
Yo, Chris, what's up? Dylan Graves here. Just calling to thank you again for the sweet jam for the Caribbean fundraiser we held. And man, super stoked. I felt like the party, went really well. The vibe seemed really good, really positive, and just really stoked to share the message of what's going on back home and what we've been doing, and giving people a little more of what the scoop was, with my experience with Waves for Water and everything that they're doing down there. They're doing great things. We ended up raising over 4K. So huge thanks to all the people who came out for that. That was an epic turnout. We ended up having a silent auction that went live, and all kinds of fun stuff. The raffles went good. The tunes were insane. So thank you again. I think this is kind of the first of probably many. It's the PR in the Caribbean are in the thick of it now. And, there's still kind of a water boil alert and kinds of funky things you don't want in your drinking water. So these will keep on happening, and hopefully we can get out of it soon. These filters are really helping people out. So thanks again, and we'll see you over in Hawaii. Yeah, Chris. Thanks.
Best dude, Dylan Graves. His wife Batman, that's her name, Batman. They put together with the Gadauskas Bros, the Positive Vibe Warriors, Dave Malcolm, a whole crew, put together a bunch of prize packages. They had a giant raffle. Kelly Slater donated a Slater Designs sci-fi board autographed, and that was live auction. That was insane. And Yaden Nickel gave a board. Damien Hobgood. It was a really fun night. It was right here at Univ Studio in Encinitas. I was live on my Instagram for a little bit. Anyway, it was cool. And you, Dylan, don't thank me. Thank you for doing what you do. Caribbean Hurricane Relief. So from there, two nights later, the next night I went and I actually got a chance to host the live auction at the California Surf Museum 10th Annual Gala. And basically, I thought this was just going to be a luau, you know, backyard good times. This was a real deal gala. There was 400, 500 people there. It was in Carlsbad at the Cape Ray Hotel. And it was basically to raise money for the California Surf Museum, which is an incredible museum in Oceanside, California. I mean, they harness the Stoke. This is where you go to learn about surfing history. I mean, they got Bethany Hamilton's board in there, where the board that she was actually attacked on, which is just, they have that board in there. They have Eddie Ike Howe's board in there. That board was lost at sea and it was found, and now it's in Oceanside at the California Surf Museum. It's incredible. So raising money for the California Surf Museum, as well as honoring three recipients of the Silver Surfer Awards, Fernando Aguirre, Jericho Poplar, and Jerry Lopez. And when I showed up, they gave me my seat assignment. I was sitting at table one next to Jerry Lopez. Nat Young's at the table. Sparky, who started Rainbow Sand. I mean, I was front row center, which meant I couldn't sneak out and leave early like I usually do at events, but it meant that I got to sit next to freaking Jerry Lopez, the best dude ever. And I saw Jerry. He said, "Hey, Chris, good to see you." And Jerry Lopez knows my name. That in itself was payment enough to come and do the live auction at this event. Jerry Lopez, obviously, most stylish surfer ever. I mean, the coolest guy. And so he just emanates this zen. And you're around him, you just feel good. He's got that power. He is our Yoda. Jerry Lopez is surfing's Yoda. And best dude out. Gave an incredible speech. And right in the middle of the speech, just listen to this. This is just one portion. Of course, this is the portion I picked. This is one portion of Jerry Lopez's speech at the California Surf Museum fundraiser. Listen closely.
I really believe that the focus necessary to surf successfully is also a state of deep meditation. So there's some deep shit in surfing.
That's good.
And the waves of life are never easy to ride. But
deep shit indeed. Jerry rules. So throughout the night, start with Fernando Aguirre. Fernando, he was actually my old boss at Reef. I used to work at Reef way back in the day. So Fernando, you know, he started Reef from nothing. Move on 20 years. This is the dude that got surfing in the Olympics, which is huge. And he said, this was an impossible dream. When he first said, I'm going to get surfing in the Olympics, people just laughed at him. Yeah, right, Fernando. Surfing is in the Olympics. And Fernando, of course, he'll tell you he didn't do it alone, but I'm telling you, this is the guy that just head down went into it and made his dream and a lot of other people's dream come true. Surfing is in the Olympics. Jericho Poplar, this is a female legend of legends. Jericho has won every contest there is in surfing, starting from the 60s on. She helped start the Surfrider Foundation. Big wave surfer, champion stand-up paddler, and an amazing dancer, Jericho Poplar. Just Google her. You know who presented her award? Was Chandler. from North Shore, and that was awesome. Google Jericho Poplar and have your mind blown. And then, of course, Jerry Lopez. I mean, we all know what Jerry's done for the world of surfing. So it was an incredible night. I actually got to auction off, what, 8 boards, 5 of which were incredible pipeliner guns shaped to Jerry's specifics. These are single fin pipeline guns with the lightning bolt emblems on them. Oh, and it was amazing. And I got an email this morning from the California Surf Museum saying it was the most money they've raised yet in their 10 years of doing this. So that makes me feel good. God, I'm a good person. Wow. Just kidding. But I mean, I went to raise this money, help raise money for, you know, Ways for Water. Then I raised money for California Surf Museum. And then there was an event called North Eats last night. And actually, all I did was help promote this event. Nino Camillo from Oh No Yum. Neen's Marketing, this dude rules, put on an incredible event here in Encinitas. Bunch of restaurants, gave food. It was an event for hurricane victims. And I'm looking at my phone right now because I gotta get this right. If you want to know more about the event last night, about how you can help, the Changing Tides Foundation partnered up with Neen's Marketing. You can look at Changing Tides Foundation on Instagram. And I'm still full. I eat a lot. So if I'm helping with an event, all you need to do is feed me and I'll do what I can. So that was me. And that's just me telling you that I'm such a great person. I've done a lot of bad stuff in the past, so maybe I'm just trying to atone. But anyway, it was an honor to be part of all 3 of those events. Then we move on. I mean, the television, the internet was on abs. It was on 11 this weekend. We had World Series, of course, football. Red Bull Rampage. It's on Friday. And then we get into surf news. So let's go to surf news right here. Let's go to surf news. Yes, you are. Sugar dripping down your jaw. Feeding lions to children for one. 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 Surf news being brought to you by our friends at South Coast Surf Shop. 5 shops in the San Diego area. South Coast Surf Shops, they've got you covered. You're getting cold out there in the water, you need a wetsuit, go to South Coast. At South Coast. On Instagram, at South Coast. These are surf shops, folks. Go there. Buy stuff. They also have a website, southcoastsurfshop.com. Or South Coast. Yeah, you know. You know what's up. They got 5 shops in San Diego. Wahini Shop, Discount Closeout Shop. Men's, women's, kids, boys, girls, animals, they got you covered. And they have You Online merchandise. So go there and get your You Online merchandise. It's fitting that right on the verge of the best holiday of the year, Halloween, the scariest surf contest of the year went down. The Pe'ahi Challenge. Jaws, Maui. Oh my goodness. It actually, it's crazy because you're watching this event, and it's not super scary, when in actuality, this is the heaviest, the scariest, the craziest surf contest you're going to see all year. Men and women on 9, 10-foot boards, pulling into barrels on 45-foot waves. 60, 70-foot faces. I mean, what the? This is insanity, folks. But it's controlled chaos. When you watch it, all these surfers know exactly what's going on. They've got blow-up vests, jet skis. I mean, they have been training all year for this. And this is pretty unprecedented because this event went down so early in the season. Technically, big wave season or, you know, winter season for the Pacific is barely just started, if it's even started. Usually it doesn't start till mid-November. Talk about starting off with a bang. This is a 45-to-55-foot bang hitting Pe'ahi. See, I almost... So, I commentated this event last year, and directly from there, I went over to the North Shore of Oahu for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing. First day, I'm literally grabbed by a rather large Hawaiian man, and he said, "Hey, Kote, why don't you learn how to say our names correctly? Or next time, you'll find out what happens when you mispronounce our names." And he was referring to my saying Pe'ahi, when it should be Pe'ahi. So, after shitting my pants, apologizing, just heavy apologizing, humbled, of course, I will never not say Pe'ahi, the Pe'ahi challenge. And that's, you live and learn, right? I didn't commentate it this year. I was at the Grand Canyon. But anyway, digress. Let's get to the event. Ian Walsh. I mean, talk about a calm, cool, collected character. This dude's getting barreled on 40-plus foot waves. And another thing. If you've never seen or touched or held one of these big wave surfboards, these modern guns, in person, these things will freak you out. Imagine, grab a, you know, a longboard out of your backyard, or grab your dad's longboard, whatever, and stick it to another longboard. Duct tape it all together. That's will give you an example of the girth. These are 10-foot boards. They're 4 inches thick. They're super heavy. And they're terrifying. I mean, I've literally tried to put Pete Mel's board from the ground up onto the roof of his car, and I needed another hand. They're heavy, they're giant, they're unwieldy, and when you get them in the water, they're really tippy. So it's like nothing you've ever, it's like no board you've ever seen until you've actually seen one of these Jaws Pe'ahi boards. I mean, you'll realize soon how crazy the boards are, and how crazy these surfers are for riding them in these waves. Because that's the thing. The wave is the first thing that's going to get you, right? A 45-foot wave, 50-foot wave landing on your head, that'll get you. Throw in this board, 40, 50 pounds, sharp. I mean, just the thing is like a piece of metal. They're glassed so thick. That'll get you. You got a leash. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get got in big wave surfing. So every wave, every attempt at catching a wave, every time a wave breaks in front of one of these surfers, jet ski drivers, whatever, I mean, that is a life-ending situation. And thankfully, everybody survived. Ian Walsh survived and thrived, took the win. So now 3 events in a row, surfers from Maui taking wins at Pe'ahi. It was Billy Kemper with back-to-back wins, and now Ian Walsh. I feel like that is going to be a running theme for this event on Maui. Surfers from Maui winning. I mean, it's going to be tough to beat these guys. Yep, you had Makua Kai Rothman in the final. Kai Lenny, who came close to taking this thing out. He is currently leading the Big Wave World Tour rankings. Billy Kemper, again, so close to taking a third win, which would have just been unprecedented. Greg Long's in the final. Ryan Hipwood, a newcomer. Ryan Hipwood got one of the best barrels of the event. It was incredible. And I'm sure, I mean, any website you go to, this, if this is not on SportsCenter's top 10 whatever, something's wrong. Because this shit was crazy. The women went out there too and just charged the place. So big wave surfing in general since 5 years ago, and my friend Jerry Lopez said the same thing. How far big wave surfing has come. I mean, they have surpassed what's happening progression-wise in any kind of surfing. I don't care what it is. Big wave surfing has had endured the quickest progression just from what they're doing on these boards, on these waves, and then especially the women. I mean, from last year alone, we saw the women who They went out there, they charged, they got their waves, but it was, you could tell it was, they were figuring it out. They've figured it out. Paige Elms goes back to back, taking to this year's win. Keala Kennelly almost got her. Broke her board in the final, got back out there. I mean, this was just pure savagery. So congratulations. Thank you to all the big wave surfers that competed in the Ahi Challenge, the safety crew. I mean, that was a hell of a show. Thank you, WSL, for putting that show on. The commentators, everybody slayed it. But, and then, of course, the call of the event has to go to my man, Dave Wassel. Dave Wassel.
From that first exchange, Dave Wassel's in the channel to fill us in. Guys, you're seeing what I'm seeing. It is incredible. I don't know if it's politically correct to say chicks who charge. How about girls who go? How about six women who are turning me from a rooster to a hen with one shot? Keala Kennelly pulling into a huge barrel, and Bianca Valenti on her birthday getting a huge set. Big exchanges, and luckily no one got caught by the next set.
I love Dave Wassel. The problem with working with Dave Wassel is I've done events and I'm so how I go, wow, I killed it at that event. I was saying the smartest things. I was being funny. And then you come home and everybody you see goes, oh my God, Dave Wassel is so good. And you go, what about me? And they go, Dave Wassel was awesome. I love you, Dave. But man, you are good. You make these events so fun to watch. I mean, of course, you know, you had Kaipo out there who was awesome. Pete Mel, of course. Cali Carranza. What a crew. What a crew for the Pe'ahi Challenge. And again, WSL, you guys killed it production-wise. It was super fun to watch. So that's your big wave surfing stuff. What do we got? Oh, and then just before this, I was out of town when this was happening. I had no idea it was going down. I get back, turn on my phone. What do I see? Dun 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 dun, or dun dun dun. Yeah, that's the sound you need. Dun dun dun. Gabriel Medina wins Portugal. What? So Gabriel Medina dominates the European leg of the World Championship Tour, winning France, winning Portugal, blasting fools out of the water, and now, after a rematch from last year, Julian Wilson versus Gabriel Medina. Remember when Gabriel Medina was crying? Yeah, remember when he was crying? Well, no tears. Well, maybe tears this year. Tears of joy and nerves shockwaved out because guess what, folks? The world title battle is going to Pipeline. And we've got... It's official. You don't have to speculate anymore. This is an absolute rivalry. John Florence, number one. Gabriel Medina, number two. And they're going into Pipeline. The Billabong Pipe Masters. And they have about, 2 months from now? Or a month from now? A month and a couple days from now? To stew on it. To figure out who will be our world champion. I still say it's going to be John Florence. It's not going to be easy for him. We all know. I mean, Medina's so gnarly. He ticks all the boxes, as they say. Except, why do I even have to go negative? The dude's so good. I mean, who has a better style? John. Come on. I'm a style guy. I'm not even going down this wormhole. John's going to be your world champion, but it's going to be so fun to watch. And it's coming down the pipe, get it? It's coming down the pipe, coming to Pipeline. So that'll be fun. Right now, the HIC Pro is going on at Sunset Beach. That means your North Shore season is officially on. And if you watch the film North Shore, you'll notice there was a Halloween costume party in that film. And that was a subtle way of saying North Shore season starts on Halloween. And the North Shore on Halloween used to be so rad. I mean, the 80s, man, you missed it. You blew it. Why were you born in 1994? You could have been on the North Shore in the 1980s partying on Halloween. That was the best time to party on the North Shore. But we weren't. I wasn't there either. Sorry. So I've heard. So the HIC Pro is going on right now, and that sets us up for the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing, which starts November 12th at the Hawaiian Pro at Haleiwa. And I'll be there, folks. I will be there. And all month, the Monday Mass will be recorded on the North Shore of Oahu. So there you go. Contest stuff. Oh, whoa. Let's talk wave pools. So now, okay, so we have Gabriel Medina and John Florence with the Surf Rivalry Oceanic Edition, World Championship Edition. Now we've got a wave pool rivalry. Virginia Beach versus Palm Beach, Florida. Pharrell Williams versus Kelly Slater. What? Pharrell? She's up all night to get down. Versus Kelly Slater. Can't think of any Kelly quotes right now. Kelly Slater is opening a Slater Wave Co. pool in Palm Beach, Florida. It's official. And that is a great place for a wave pool. When I see news about wave pools opening in, you know, on the Gold Coast, in San Diego, you know, in places where there's plenty of waves, I'm going, what? Why? I mean, that's bringing sand to the beach. You know what I'm saying? So that's why these wave pools need to go in places where they're starving for waves in Palm Beach, Florida. They get good waves, of course, but 300 days of the year, not so much. They've got a fervent, excitable, amping, and capable population of surfers that deserve a wave pool, and they're getting one. Kelly Slater made it official. So how cool is that? Now, Pharrell Williams, and this was reported on Beach Grit, Pharrell is partnering up with a developer group to put an oceanfront surf. They're using wave garden technology in Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach, again, so many surfers, they love surfing. They live and breathe surfing, but they don't have waves that often. So give them a wave pool. How cool is that? You know what? I'm Olympics, I'm all in. Wave pools, let's party. Big wave surfing, you do it, I'll watch it. It gets me psyched. So contests, I'm all up for it. I love all aspects of surfing. Don't be a hater. Get into it. Get psyched. Positivity. Phew. That's what wave pools create. Positivity. Don't forget that. Speaking of positivity, one of the most positively charged men in surfing, Ben Gravy, scoring in the Hoosier State, Indiana. Talk about a place that could use a wave pool. Well, apparently they don't need a wave pool because Indiana was firing. Ben Gravy's series, of course, he goes around and surfs novelty waves and rips them. And man, he ripped in Indiana. So it's on the internet. Ben Gravy, you shredder. Man, he's going to surf and rip in all 50 states. It's his goal. So far, so good. That's the best waves I've ever seen in Indiana. The only waves I haven't been looking. But Ben Gravy, ripping. Congratulations to Julian Wilson. He's having a baby with his lady. They are having a baby. They are having a baby, folks. Ashley O, Julian Wilson. That is going to be a beautiful child. This is fact. We got to say a sad but thankfully long goodbye. 26 years. Eastern Surf Magazine has been this is the life. This is the lifeblood of East Coast surfing. I mean, everybody from Kelly Slater to Ben Bourgeois to, I mean, who you got? Baron Knowlton. Everybody. Every East Coast surfer. Phillip Waters. I mean, you could just keep going. The Hobgoods. The Lopez brothers. You could go on and on. All these surfers had their first taste of surf stardom in Eastern Surf Magazine. This was a magazine that was soulful, that was true to its roots, that really, beyond any other surf magazine, really did an incredible job of keeping its just the pulse on what was going on, East Coast surfing. This is a bummer. Another great magazine falls. And I can't say anything about it because I'm not helping. Do you still read magazines? Well, you should read Encinitas magazine. But seriously, I hope Eastern Surf Magazine continues online because it really is. I mean, it is a great way to find out what's going on from the macro to the micro level of East Coast surfing. If you go to, where did I see that? Somewhere. I saw Jimmy Wilson wrote a really nice piece about Eastern Surf Magazine. I believe it's on surfermagazine.com. So now we only have a handful of magazines, and we got to support them, or they'll be gone too. And you'll be going, but I love that magazine. You know how many people tell me they love Transworld Surf, and I guess it wasn't their fault that it went out of business. But hey, if you love the magazine, support it. Write your congressman. Tell surf companies to buy advertisements in magazines. We got Surfer Magazine left. We got the Surfer's Journal. We got What Youth Magazine. The best. Monster Children. Bliss Mag is still here, and we love them. So there are magazines left, right? You got to find them. So we say goodbye to Eastern Surf Magazine print. But we'll see what happens with the online portion. That has been Surf News, folks. Surf News, again, brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. Let's move on to Snow News, why don't we?
Crypt Kicker 5. He did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He caught on in a flash.
Snow News is brought to you. We had a lot of surf news. We had a lot to cover in surf, snow, and skate. Here we go. Snow News is brought to you by our friends at Tory Holistics, fully licensed. Very courteous and kind and all inclusive. Tory Holistics is a dispensary, clinic, place to go get your medicinal, recreational marijuana products, CBDs. Like I always say, I don't even puff the gun. I don't puff the magic dragon. I don't indulge in hippie lettuce. I do not smoke the herb. What I do is I eat and I use and I celebrate CBD oil. And I get my CBD oil at Tory Holistics. Transworld Snowboarding's Goodwood 2018 Goodwood test results are in. Now this is a test, you know, when you hear your test results are in, you usually go, oh no, what have I done? She said, I didn't need to wear a protective. Well, the test results are in, folks, and they're good. Good wood. And anytime you get your wood tested, you know, you there might be some worry involved, especially with the way they did it. They tested. They had a bunch of people testing wood. You know, I've had my wood tested more than a few times, and it's unnerving. You know, you got people checking out your wood, and then they go quiet for a while, and then you're waiting, going, oh my God, what's going on with my wood? And then they come back and they say the test results are in. Fortunately for my wood, for your wood, for all our wood, for 2018, next year, this is the wood we're going to be riding. A snowboard's made of wood. The 2018 Goodwood test is in. The best snowboards of 2018 are, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll please. They were tested at Snowbird, Utah for the All Mountain category. And then Carinthia at Mount Snow in Vermont for the park portion. The winners are in the All Mountain division for men. Best, and this is compiling your best snowboard and your best price. So kind of like the best bang for your buck, as they say. So let's get into it. And in the All Mountain division, and I like these two boards, they're unique shapes, very cool looking. Dinosaurs Will Die. The Dinosaurs Will Die Wizard Stick was tested and approved, and at $419, what a bargain. Board rips, and you will too if you get it. And $419, that's cheaper than a surfboard, which Interesting. Ride. The Ride War Pig.
Generals gathered in the masses.
What? Ride War Pig at $529. Also, it's a deal. You ride this thing for 5 years. It is the other winner in the All Mountain Goodwood by Transworld Snowboarding. Best bang for your board. Best buck. What? Park boards. The Academy Propaganda Board at $350. The Burton Kilroy Process at $400. Those are your best men's boards. On the women's side, my favorite snowboard brand to say, and I've never ridden one, so I'm sure they're good because they won the women's best bang for women, women's best wood bang, bang for women, GNU. It's so fun to say. What kind of board is that? It's a new. Hey, what's your favorite snowboard, ladies? New. The new Classy at $469 won the best all mountain bang. The Solomon Pillow Talk also got good wood banged, all mountain winner. For best the best performance and then best price, it's $450. In the park side of the women's snowboard category, the Capita Space Metal Fantasy at $370 and the DC Ply at $399. So if you want to learn more about good wood and wonderful snowboards, go to snowboarding.transworld.net. Snowboarding season is starting soon. Get ready for it. Get yourself a new board. Did I mention I'm friends with Jerry Lopez? My friend Jerry Lopez said it's going to be a great snow season. And if Jerry says so, I believe it. That's your snowboarding news. Check your local listings for snow because it's coming. I'm looking out the window right now. It looks cold. It was 150 degrees in San Diego last week. And now we're back down to some chill. So get ready. Snow season's coming. Oh, and I'm excited to announce I will be at Dew Tour commentating with the bros and the ladies of the Dew Tour. It's going to be really fun events in Breckenridge, December 10th or something. I'm not looking at my schedule right in front of me. It's after I get back from the Triple Crown. So just get ready, get psyched. Snow season's coming. Bam. This is skate news. Now, forgive me here. Like I said, I've been on vacation with my family. I haven't been able to really sit down and look at all the skateboarding that's been happening. Did you see the Blondie McCoy clip I just posted on my Instagram? Oh, so sketch. Well, here's just quick skate news. Of course, skate news brought to you by Masterplan Communications. Masterplan PR. They do it all. Masterplan Communications. You can follow them on Instagram at MasterplanPR. They help spread the word, and I think you're going to be getting a press release about some new sponsors that I have. Like I said at the very beginning of this show, new sponsors for the Monday Mass for the month of November. It's going to be very exciting for me and you. In skate news, the Epically Latered series is over, sadly, but the great news is you should watch the Harmony Korine episode. So gnarly. Every episode has been so good. Congratulations, Patrick O'Dell and the team, Viceland. You guys created this is Smithsonian-esque documentary work. These shows, they could have been 10 hours long. I would have watched it from beginning to end. So, Patrick O'Dell and the crew, Epically Latered. Congratulations on an incredible season. An epic season, if you will. What a run. And if you haven't watched them yet, or if you've missed even one of them, go back. I think my top three episodes, Bam, Heath, and Muska. They were all good. They were all great. But those three to me were awesome. And there's remember I said last week, 2 weeks ago, There's new Bam footage out. There's more new Bam footage out. Bam's killing it. Bam Margera, new footy, dropping all over the place. On you. What else? Okay, so Thrasher Magazine is going to be dropping an edit any second now. Is it up? Is it up? Is it up? No, I just went look. It's not up. The Halloween Hell Ride episode contest. The Halloween Hell Ride has always historically been one of the best skate contests ever. Just, I mean, any Halloween skate contest is going to be fun to watch. There was one over the weekend at Elliot Sloan's house that's going to be dropping on the internet now for you to watch. Halloween Hell Ride. And also, the Nine Club was on deck. The Nine Club double dipping with Thrasher Magazine. That's going to be fun to watch. And if you don't listen to the Nine Club, what are you doing? What's your problem? Even if you don't skate, you can listen to the Nine Club or watch the Nine Club. Better yet, become a member of the Nine Club. I'm drinking out of a Nine Club mug as we speak. So, sorry, a little weak on the skate news. It usually is my favorite part. But you get it. We'll be back next week with a wonderful, full-bodied, girthy, throbbing portion, serving of skate news for you. For now, what can I say? Thank you to all of our sponsors. And thank you to you for listening. And go to youonline.com and get more about all these fun, wonderful topics that you love so much. Next episode of the Monday Mass, will it be from the North Shore? What is this? What day is this? It will not. But it will be a preview of what's to come. So don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. This has been the Monday Mass, one of the world's top 100 best action sports podcasts on the planet. Top 150. We're about 147th on that list of great podcasts. So listen up. Go surf, skate, snowboard, bike. Oh, I almost forgot. In Exile snowboarding news. Exile snowboarding? What the... See, I was like all ready to end the show and I almost forgot. Brad Domke's Skimdonesia is out. Exile skimboarding news. Go find Brad Domke's skin. Dude, I gotta just finish this show because the wheels are falling off, folks. Go watch Brad Domke's Skimdonesia film. Your mind will be skimmed off your head. It'll skim your brain right out of your sockets. Exile Skimboards. Follow Brad Domke on Instagram for more information. That was an unpaid advertorial for one of my favorite skimboarders / board transferers. Big way. Brad Domke rules. His film is out soon. So that's it. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another hearty episode of the Monday Mass with Chris Cotone. Happy Halloween.